You ready?
Oh, you didn't finish.
Yeah, that's right. You ready?
Oh yeah.
So from the media ecology or paramedia ecology point of view, the gays are total evil people because they keep the media content going, would never look at the forms, mm-hmm. which would then, if you cut off TV, then they'd lose their power, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So, but if that's not ever going to happen, then I look at the gay movement as a necessary ecological compromise to keep content going, because content makes people think there's still economy and they don't panic.
Right.
So, and then you can go into deeper, but they certainly don't address the issues. Right. You can say that the reason McClellan is not known is the gays took over. Mm-hmm. So they celebrate gay Foucault, gay Roland Barthes, I don't know about Lyotard and Mary Baudrillard's not gay, but a lot of gayness in postmodernism.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And they took over academia.
Right, they became like the new revolution. Like
you were the student.
The queer revolution.
The queer revolution. You grew up in that, were in university during that period. You saw it.
Yeah, absolutely. But I didn't identify with it. I'm really sick of the little compartmentalization kind of stuff. And plus the gay movement doesn't include women. You know, I swear, if the AIDS thing was reversed and it was women dying instead of men dying, they would let all the women die.
You're speaking as a black woman
in
response.
I'm trying
to advocate, you can have that as one-fourth of your concerns, but bring in the impersonal level of perception and criticize them on that level.
Right.
That's what Mailer does do. He criticizes them from a personal point of view and gets caught in the game, and he can't win that.
Because
he doesn't mention the ground.
Right. So on that, you know, but with that, I can talk about the AIDS crisis in the male community and its reaction to it. I can talk about that from an impersonal point because the matriarchy was gay male, right?
You're talking personally for bringing anthropomorphic categories in.
Okay, very good.
Right?
Right.
We're talking about landscapes, the TV body. These are not anthropomorphic, even though the collection of them as an android meme does make itself look more anthropomorphic every day. That's the seduction.
Yeah.
But you can't project anthropomorphic concerns on it.
Okay, very good. Where do you discuss it then, anthropomorphic concerns?
That's done every day in the content.
Okay.
Talk radio.
Right, that's content. Right.
Oprah Winfrey. It's just endless.
Right.
It's like McClellan once said, the mess age, the medium is the mess age, at mess as in messy, mess age. But the human is still the content.
Yet
man is still the content in quotes.
Yeah.
Humans always just see themselves. So if the spiritual religions tell you to be detached, they're talking about detachment from the anthropomorphic position. I'm saying it's a tougher question and harder to be spiritually detached from both the anthropomorphic and the media landscapes. That's a new level of Krishnamurti that McClellan brought in and Krishnamurti didn't deal with. Nor Gurdjieff, nor Robert Anton Wilson, or Tim Weir, or Marianne Williamson, or Eckhart Tolle. They don't deal with the new spirituality. The retrievals of the anthropomorphic spirituality. That's why I call it paramedia yoga. No distinctions. No boundaries. No margins. But, you know, that's what markets the world. This is the most democratic, you know, experience for humans this past 20, 30, 50 years where everybody gets to write letters to the editor and do this and that. That's what Norm Mailer said. In America, he blessed that he could express himself. He said it wasn't total freedom, but he could express himself. You do get the majority of that in the West or in North America, but that's the content that distracts from the form of Bill Gates' digital utopia that evaporated the economy everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we got more and more people, American Idol, in the media, very democratic. Celebrity now is democratic. You just sign up and see if you can get on American Idol, right?
Don't
have to go through acting schools or go to Hollywood.
Right.
So it's immensely democratic on the anthropomorphic level, but within the world of communication, it is Armageddon. There's no connections being made.
Would you re-say the retrieval of anthropomorphic, spiritual, you called it a particular...
The Krishnamurti or Eckhart Tolle, they talk about spiritual detachment.
Right.
Live in the now, kind of be detached. About chemical body issues.
Yeah.
They do not know how to create detachment for the other bodies. So you need to bring in the media landscapes, and what's the spiritual detachment for that? So you know that the New Age cliche is that and people believe it even in business, that you must live in the moment. Don't know what's coming tomorrow, and nobody knows what's coming tomorrow, even more so as a cliche, stereotypical form of awareness, because there's so much happening, all times are happening, there is no tomorrow. So it's easy to ignore tomorrow. So you live obsessed with the moment. Then that becomes a spiritual Zen ideal, starting with Adam Watts, of living in the now and appreciating the moment. You hear Gary Null saying this stuff all the time. Yeah. When in actual fact, there is no moment, no now today, when you include the other body. So tuning into the now and the moment, and people meditating on open nature, is so puny and unspiritual in my terms. The real spiritual detachment has to deal with this situation. And you can do it in the middle of it. You have to do it in the middle of the vortex.
Right.
There's nowhere to go to escape this digital android meme inside you. So you have to figure out what's your relationship to what's inside you.
Right.
Not your soul, that's a visual space thing, but the organism inside you.
Good.
So that's a whole new spiritual platform.
Man, we didn't even get the old one figured out. Now we got to do
that. That's right. Very good. That's true. Most humans never made it into the first game and have been canceled from the second game. Though they are encouraged to feel they are part of the second game more and more, therefore the anxiety and the attempt to get yourself spiritually correct. So they'll go for Eckhart Tolle or anybody, or they'll go for the mullahs.
Well, you know, I listened to Eckhart Tolle enough to where I got his message and then lost interest. I know people that just keep going and going and going. I'm like, I already got, get the message, hang up the phone. But,
note that. Hang up the phone. That's anarchist. You're disconnected. I've consumed you. Goodbye.
No.
Get in my car. I got to get some more oil. I can listen to Bob play a show, man. That's more fun than listening to Howard Stern.
But the thing with teachers, though, is that many of them don't have the means to actually impart or communicate what it is that they've
thought they discovered.
Well, or what they actually. I mean, Eckhart Tolle, he is extremely at peace with himself, more so than just about anyone I've ever heard.
Well, Krishnamurti said the truly religious person is incomplete. If you're at peace with yourself, you're a dummy. I know most people want to get peace, they never had any experience of it. But that's a rearview mirror backwards nostalgia for something that they're looking for in the wrong direction. They might get it if they knew how to go through it backwards.
Did you want to add to that, Carolyn?
Why, Carolyn Green?